Okay, this is going to be Suzanne, and I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Here's the very first one. What brought you to Newbridge?
I came to Newbridge because I could not stop using drugs. I had tried everything, and nothing worked. My best intentions got me nowhere. I had a little girl that I couldn't mother. I had a job I couldn't go to. My life was a complete wreck.
Okay. Moving on to question number two. How has your life changed?
My life has changed drastically since going through Newbridge. I am a productive member of society. I am a mother, a grandmother, a wife, and a daughter that I would never have been had I not gone through Newbridge.
Okay, I have a corollary question to that. How have you personally changed?
When I came to Newbridge, I hated myself. And today, I like who I am. I am the woman that I never thought I could be.
That's wonderful. Here we go. Next question. What issues were you facing before the treatment?
Before treatment, I...
Go ahead. BS,
I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. Not a problem. Take a couple. There's more.
Okay, let me just get my thoughts together for 1 minute.
Oh, sure. I'm asking you to be as honest as you can be.
Okay.
So let her rip. We're still
okay.
Rolling.
All right. Before treatment, I was a heroin addict. And every day consisted of what I was going to do to get drugs so I could just try to feel normal. My whole life was just surrounded by drugs. I was miserable. I couldn't do anything other than look and try to get high.
So would you say that dominated your life then, from one high to the next? As soon as you get down from the high, how do I get high again?
Yes. My whole life was centered around drugs. I just... From morning till night, I was drug seeking all the time.
Have you tried before going to Newbridge? Have you tried before going to Newbridge? Did you try to get help prior to that?
Before going to Newbridge, I hadn't really tried to get help. I didn't know that there was help. I thought I was destined to be a drug addict.
Okay. Moving on, next question. What was different about Newbridge?
The whole setting at Newbridge is one of family. From the building that it's in, which is a beautiful Victorian, right next to the UC Berkeley campus on Holy Hill, to the staff. Everything about Newbridge is about family and it's about family and it's about getting better. It's about healing.
Okay, moving on to the next question then. How do you feel now?
Today, my life is better than I ever dreamed possible. If somebody would have told me that all I would be drug-free, I would have really been cheating myself. Because my life, I have a career, I have a family, I travel. I like myself today. And that's something that I never my whole life have done. I have a relationship with myself. I laugh and I say that I've become the woman that I never wanted to be. And she's pretty special. And it was very hard for me to be alone with myself before. And I actually enjoy spending time with myself. I have a life today that I never, ever dreamed possible.
would you recommend Newbridge to someone else?
I would definitely recommend Newbridge. It is a program that has been around for over 40 years. They have a fabulous reputation, and people like me get our lives back.
Okay, we're going through these questions pretty quick, Suzanne. You're just taking care of business here.
Am I too short?
No, not okay. at all. No, as long as it's heartfelt.
Okay.
And honest, that's all we're looking for. We will be covering the same ground, but here goes. How has Newbridge helped you personally?
Newbridge has enabled me to live a life drug-free. I have tools today that I can use not only to help myself but to help other people. I am a mentor to other people who have drug problems. I model my recovery.
How has your use affected your life and your family?
My use was devastating, not only to me, but to my family. I brought a little girl into this world that for the first 8 years of her life had a mother that was using. And as much as I wanted to be there for her, I couldn't because I was consumed with my drug use. I stole from my family. I did whatever I had to get drugs. It's not something that I wanted to do. It's not something that I had planned on doing. But because of my addiction, that's how it all played out. And by the time I got to treatment, my life was devastated.
What can you tell us about the staff at Newbridge?
The staff at Newbridge are fantastic. One thing that I really like is the majority of the staff there have been there for a really long time. So they really know the program. They know what works. There are staff that are in recovery, not in recovery, licensed, and they all work as a team. So it's not just one person that does everything for you. It's a whole team of staff, and everything from the beginning to the end, as far as your treatment, you have a say in, and the staff works very closely with you to make that happen. They're just fantastic.
That's a great answer. Here's the last of Vicky's questions. You're doing great.
Thank you.
What part of the program was especially helpful for you?
The part of the program that was most helpful for me at Newbridge was the treatment plan work that I did. And that was really soul searching and looking into myself and looking at what is it about me that kept getting in my way of having a better life. I thought when I went there that it was about the drugs, but really the drugs were a symptom of something far deeper. I used drugs to mask a lot of the pain that I had. And so the treatment plan work that I did there was really the most helpful for me.
Okay. Now this is my question. If you could write a love letter to Newbridge, what would you say?
Mm-hmm. If I wrote a love letter to Newbridge, it would be, Newbridge, thank you for giving me back my life. I love the fact that you were there when I really didn't have anyone else. I say that you were truly the last house on the block. And if you had not been there, I don't know where I would be today. I love that I have a life today that I never, ever dreamed possible. Not only do I love you, but my family loves you. You gave back a mother to a little girl that really needed someone in her life. Today I take care of my mother, who I never would have been able to do. I'm a productive member of society. Thank you. Thank you for giving me back my life. Words can never, ever express what you have given to me.